What may have been a white Christmas has given way to a week of bitter cold in much of the eastern two-thirds of the country. In the 20s in New York, teens in Cleveland, near zero in Chicago. There's also record snowfall around Lake Erie, including in Erie, Pennsylvania, which got more than 60 inches in the last 3 days. Joining us now is Joe Willey with Snow Monster Plowing in Erie. He's taking a quick break from plowing to speak with us. Joe, what's it like out there right now?
It's a winter wonderland.
And it looks pretty to you, even though you have to plow all that snow?
Yeah, it's pennies falling from the sky.
How long have you been out plowing?
Since 2 a.m. Christmas Day. It's just nonstop snow.
And you've been in Erie for a long time, right? You grew up there. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Yeah, not quite so much all at once. The biggest one is probably a little before my time. It was like 1980. It was ridiculous amounts of snow.
So what does your family think about the fact that you've been out plowing and all that while they've probably been celebrating Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, they're a little upset, but they understand it's part of the life.
And how does it work for you? Do you just get called all over town, or do you just go where you feel like you should be going?
Well, I have my own contracts that I set up before the snow starts to fly. And then there's always a couple random people that call wanting the driveway plowed. Since 5 o'clock yesterday morning, I've received 250 some phone calls from people that are not my customers.
Wow. Are there parts of town that are just impassable because of the snow right now?
Yeah. A lot of side streets have probably like 3 feet of snow on them. You can't get down them. And I was just informed that we're actually on a gas shortage now. They're not letting any tankers on the interstate. So gas stations are going to be running out of fuel here soon.
How long do you think it's going to take for all this snow to melt?
It's going to be April or May by the time it melts.
Wow. Well, it'll eventually go away.
Yep, eventually.
That's Joe Willey with Snow Monster Plowing in Erie, Pennsylvania. Jeff Masters is chief meteorologist and co-founder of Weather Underground. He joins us by Skype with the big picture. Jeff, what's causing that record level of snowfall?
The lake effect was the responsible cause. I mean, Lake Erie is still not covered with ice right now because it's early in the winter. A lot of warm water there. They had a very warm fall. That warm water evaporated a lot of moisture into the air, and the wind set up just right. So you had a west wind blowing across a long distance of the lake, picking up a lot of moisture and dumping it all on Erie.
And a lot of that snow is probably going to be around for a long time. What about this cold? What are we seeing in terms of this cold snap across, what, like two-thirds of the country?
Yeah, what's happened is that we've set up in a very persistent pattern where you have a big low pressure system over Canada, and the counterclockwise flow of air around that low is just bringing, you know, continual wave after wave of Arctic air coming down, spilling over into the Northeast U.S. And I don't see that pattern breaking anytime soon.
And where is it coldest?
Last night in International Falls, Minnesota, it got to 36 below zero. That was a record low for the date.
So how long is the cold going to last?
You know, at least until January 6th, it looks like. And past that, we can't be so confident of our models, although they are showing that maybe we'll get a bit of a break then.
As you look at what's happening in the Midwest, in the Northeast, what does it tell you about what this winter is going to be like, if anything?
You know, we've seen this kind of winter before a number of times, where you get a lot of cold over the eastern part of the U.S. and a lot of warmth and record-breaking dry conditions over California, unfortunately, where they're still struggling to put out their big fire there.
So you think that this means that, what, the drought might come back in California?
Yeah, already there are 10 inches below average for this time of year in California. They've had one of the driest starts on record for winter.
That's Jeff Masters, chief meteorologist and co-founder of Weather Underground. Jeff, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.